Microplastics, the invisible threat to your health. Five ways to stay safe. I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talking with Docs podcast. You might know Talking with Docs from their popular YouTube channel. Microplastics are everywhere. Here's how to limit your exposure to them and protect your health.
Dr. Weening, I have one word for you.
Okay.
Plastic.
Okay.
Enough said.
One word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
We're talking about plastics today, okay? What is a plastic? And this has really hit the media and everybody's stressed about it, including me.
Agreed.
Plastics in our environment, nanoplastic, microplastics.
Too much.
The bad actors.
Too much. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weening.
And I'm Dr. Paul Zalzel.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about what it is, why it's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe if you stick around to the end, maybe we're gonna give you top five ways how to reduce plastic in your life.
That's right. And we'll tell you how to look at the label to see which ones are the really bad plastics and which ones are just the bad plastics.
Oh, no, this has the good plastics.
Yeah. There's, look.
There are better plastics.
Plastic isn't bad in general. We can't live with it. We can't live without it.
Right.
So what is plastic?
Okay.
Well, it's a long chain polymer molecule.
Yep.
That is used in just about everything. It's come from basically it's a hydrocarbon, like oil.
Right, like fossil fuels.
It's
a
fossil fuel.
So that gets people fired up.
Right. It's non-renewable there.
That gets people fired
right
up.
Off the bat.
Yeah.
Plastic really gets people fired up.
Do you know how many pounds of plastic were made last year in our world?
I do not.
880 billion pounds of plastic. That for me, when I saw that number, I was like, wow. And then they tried to estimate the amount of plastic that ever in history has been recycled. And they said 9%. I thought that was maybe a bit high, actually.
Right.
But that is a staggering amount of plastic that's just ending up just sitting around, doing nothing, taking up space and causing problems.
It is.
So
it
why did we start to use plastic?
We use plastics because it's such an incredible material for manufacturing.
Right.
You can mold it into just about anything you want.
Yep.
Injection mold it, blow mold it. And it's quite durable and tough.
Very durable.
That's part of the problem because it sticks around forever.
Temperature sensitive or tolerant, right?
Yeah,
so some plastics can be heated.
Yes, some can be heated quite high.
Yep.
It's lightweight.
Yep.
And
it's cheap.
It's cheap. It's literally used in just about everything.
Yeah, like shocking, actually.
Yeah. And we're guilty of it too in healthcare.
Sure, very. Yeah, a lot of disposable plastics, single-use plastics.
We use it, our syringes, the tubing, and a lot of instruments. Even in the OR, we use plastic instruments.
I looked up like some sneaky places where you think you wouldn't find plastic.
Mm-hmm.
How about the inside of a bottle cap? And you say, I'm getting a glass bottle.
Yeah.
But for leak prevention, most paper cups or paper plates, they have a little bit of plastic to make them stronger and reduce water absorption. Did you know that a lot of bubble gum actually has plastic in it?
I did not.
Like you literally are chewing it, swallowing it, like talk about direct access.
Well, canned food, the inside of the can.
You know the
bottle caps?
Yeah.
That little liner inside.
We used to peel those where you'd win stuff when we were growing up.
Yeah.
You're like, free Coke.
I used to collect those.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was young. Plastic is everywhere. In healthcare, we use a ton of it too, so we need it. We've come to a point in civilization where we could not live without plastics.
Yep.
The problem is, we are ingesting plastic, and the effects of plastic are being learned to be bad.
Yes, we're learning a lot
about human health.
For sure. So before we get to that, what if, say, you lived in a totally remote rural area? You're like, listen, I'm not buying any plastic. I'm not having any plastic packaging. I'm not drinking out of plastic. Do you think those people even have some plastic in them?
Yes.
Studies have shown in very rural, remote communities that do not purchase any plastic because of bioaccumulation and water contamination. Even those people have plastic.
Right. So literally, you are part plastic now.
Wow.
I read some.
I feel like I'm natty.
No, you're plastic. No,
okay.
You don't need plastic surgery.
Okay.
To be plastic.
Fair enough.
I read in one of the articles that it was estimated that we ingest 5 grams of plastic a week.
Oh, wow. That's a fair amount.
That's a lot of plastic.
And so how do we know that we have plastic in it? Have they done studies to test up and say, hey, you got some plastic here, you got some plastic there?
There is an emerging line of research that's looking at the effects of plastic. And I found one article that really made me panic.
This one's interesting.
This is in the New England Journal of Medicine, so you know it's legit.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Microplastics and nanoplastics in atheromas and cardiovascular events. So basically, they looked at patients undergoing carotid endarterectomy, which is where you go into the carotid artery and remove plaques.
I remember during residency, my vascular surgery, that was a stressful operation.
I remember doing it in the neurosurgery operation. Dissect the neck. Anytime you're dissecting
it. And then you're clamping off kind of the blood supply to the brain for like 4 minutes. Get it going.
It seems wrong.
But it's life-changing, obviously, for people. So what did they find?
Well, the your purpose of doing that is to prevent a stroke.
Yeah.
And they found in those atheromas, in those plaques, 58.4% had plastic in the plaques.
Well, 3 out of 5.
Polyethylene was detected in carotid artery plaque in 58.4% of the patients. And other plastics were found in there too.
Yep.
Plastics in your plaques.
So in your plaque, I read an article from 2022 that 80% of blood samples had plastic in them.
Yeah.
They've done similar tests in the liver, in the lung, even in the placenta.
Yeah.
So even your new unborn baby is being exposed to this stuff. It's everywhere.
So plastic is in your body. The overwhelming odds are right now you're watching this with a bunch of plastic in your body.
Okay.
Is that a bad thing?
I was just going to say, so why does it matter? What if it just, can't you just like maybe poop it out?
Well, that's if it stays in your GI tract, and I'm sure you do poop out quite a bit.
Interestingly, there was another study that found 100% of stool samples had plastic.
Yeah. So you are ingesting it, so you are passing some of it. But some of it is staying in your body.
Okay.
Okay, so this isn't the kind of thing where if you take in some plastic, you're going to die immediately. It's right. not like cyanide or any of the other poisons that will kill you immediately. Yep. But it does accumulate in your body, and it has been implicated in some health effects. Obviously, cardiovascular effects must be related since there's plastic in the plaques that they're taking out.
So that's number one. Number two would be metabolic health. So obesity and type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance, that has been implicated. And this is because plastics have been linked to things like oxidative stress, free radical generation, inflammation, all these low-grade chronic processes that are related to so many illnesses. That's number two.
I would say number three is, and you're probably guessing it, cancer, right? Whenever we have these man-made chemicals in our body, we are at risk of cancer because they're not natural. Our body doesn't know how to react to them. It can trick our cells into becoming cancerous cells. So cancer is one of the things that we worry about with plastics in our body.
Then number four would be endocrine disruption. When you hear about endocrine disruptors, a lot of times BPA is talked about this, a very specific type of plastic. And this can impact your fertility. It can impact your pubertal development, as well as hormone-related cancers. So estrogen-related cancers like breast cancer or prostate cancer.
Right.
And then the last one would be
developmental, like you said, it's been found in the placenta, so it does affect the fetus. So definitely developmental. So there's still an emerging body of evidence coming out with exactly what these plastics are doing.
Yep.
But suffice to say, there is some concern out there in the medical community that these microplastics, nanoplastics in our body can do harm to us.
Right.
On the long term.
Yeah, okay. For sure. And we don't know exactly, like, we don't know like a safe level. And so it's not like, okay, I got my maximum plastic for the day. I think all we can do really is to do our best to eliminate it and make other healthy choices in our life to hopefully reduce the impact of some of the plastics that we
have. Right. Exactly. So can we come up with 5 things for our viewers that they can do to try and reduce the amount of plastic that ends up in their bodies, in their carotid arteries, in their liver, in their kidneys?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Okay, so number one.
I would say probably one of the most important things, and I'm guilty of doing this all the time, is do not microwave stuff in plastic containers.
Okay.
The reason is because as you heat the plastic, some of the chemicals leach out quicker. Anytime you're trying to speed up a chemical reaction, if you heat it, it speeds it up. So if the plastic is sitting there frozen, there's less likely that some of that plastic is going to get into your food. If you nuke it, it's going to get into your food.
And totally agree. And my wife, for a lot of the things we do on our channel, she's like, I talked to you about this 8 years ago and you didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
And so plastics for sure. So not microwaving and not even drinking something warm. So the heat, like a hot liquid, can actually also leach plastic into what you're drinking. So limit the amount of heat when you're dealing with plastic.
Okay.
Number two, I'd say use alternatives and kind of in this vein. So use things like glass or wood or metal for your storage containers, for your cup, for straw, whatever. So try to get rid of the plastic rather than just not heating it.
Seems obvious. If you don't want the plastic in your body, don't put it in your mouth.
I like it.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I would say the next thing that one of the most important things that I think, and we did this in our house, and most fridges that dispense water have this filter your water.
Okay.
A charcoal, because these are particles, micro and nano size, mechanical filtration system will remove a good majority of that plastic.
Right.
So charcoal filter system, you can put on the main line of your house if you're drinking tap water around your house. If you're only drinking water from one place, put the filter on that place.
Yeah.
So a lot of, if
you buy, put it in the main line of your house?
Yeah.
You did, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I not only get water from the fridge to drink, but like from upstairs. Where is that?
From a hose outside in the summer?
Hose outside.
Now you know you're protected.
Yeah. My water. I don't want my lawn to die from plastic.
No.
What about the dog? Well,
who's kidding who? I'm sure if we did test the dogs, then I'm guaranteed.
Yeah. So I put on the main line, but we also have one in the fridge.
Okay. I like it. Number four is shop smart. So if you are shopping, look for, and you have to somehow use plastic, try to look for a specific kind, look for labels that say things like BPA free, and a lot of them now will document, even the tin cans, they well, if they are BPA free, they're usually gonna say it. If they're not, they're probably just not gonna address it.
Yeah.
So not gonna say they have BPA, but they're just gonna be quiet about it.
Yeah, okay, let's come back to BPA and what it is, and
yes,
how it's risky, and the types of plastics that are worse. But the last one I'm gonna say, if you can reduce the single-use plastics that 100%. You're using, then that will also contribute to your reduction of exposure to plastic.
Makes sense. There's your five.
There's your five. Okay. So now in BPA, you mentioned BPA, which is a type of plastic that is really bad for you that we found, and now that's where a lot of products say they're BPA free.
Yeah.
If you look at the label, they give you the recycling number.
Yeah.
You know, with a little recycling symbol and a number, that tells you the type of plastic it is.
Okay.
And then the plastics number 3, 6, 7 are really bad, whereas 1, 2, 4, and 5 are not quite as bad. The way to remember that is 3, 6, 7 will make you go to heaven. 1, 2, 4, 5 might keep you alive.
Okay.
But no amount of plastic is good, but those are just the worst ones. So we're gonna just quickly run through what those are. BPA, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Bisphenol A.
Okay.
That is a synthetic chemical added to plastics. It's important in the manufacturing of certain types of plastics.
Okay.
And it was found to be particularly harmful to human health.
All right.
That's why there's been some regulation on that, and that's why you're seeing all these sort of signs and symbols and labels that say BPA free.
Okay.
Okay. So numbers 3, 6, and 7 are
PVC, polystyrene, and others.
Others, which are other ones that are bad for you. Polystyrene is styrofoam. Okay. We've known for a while now you don't put styrofoam in the microwave, right?
Yeah.
But those styrofoam cups are particularly bad for you.
Yeah.
Okay, then the other plastics that are still bad for you, but not as bad, are the 1, 2, 4, 5.
Yep.
That might keep you alive. Number one is
polyethylene terephthalate.
Check out the big brain on Brad. 2 and 4 are a high density polyethylene.
Yep.
Low density polyethylene.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Polypropylene.
So those are the plastics that are a little more durable, a little less of them leaches out into our life. High density polyethylene. We put that in people.
In people's knees and hips.
We do. Yeah. We do it. It's an implant. It's a total hip replacement, total knee replacement, right?
You know what's funny is that it's like an organic chemistry kind of lesson, that all this plastic stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to my kid who's studying for organic right now.
There you go. And the plastics in the setting of an implant seem to be safe. We've done studies on that
before,
and we haven't, but they seem safe. I think it's because that you're not creating those microparticles that get ingested. It's staying.
And it takes a while to show up for this because it's such a small thing, right?
Right.
And we weren't looking for them.
Right. And then the plastics that we use, those high density polyethylenes, they are so tough now. They don't wear, they don't give off little particles as much as you would think they do.
Yeah.
So that's the deal with the plastics.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, 3, 6, 7, try and avoid those as much as possible. 1, 2, 4, 5, those are a little better. Try and avoid all plastics. We told you 5 things you can do to reduce the plastics.
This is so bad that why don't governments just do something and say, hey, we're going to ban all plastic.
Can't do it. Everything. The government's made plastic.
Yeah, the government has
made plastic.
And so a lot of governments are working to reduce single-use stuff, but at the end of the day, honestly, we're going to ban straws. Like, straws are a small part of the problem. So it's the packaging and a lot of the food packaging, because of the types of life that we live. Yeah. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
And we didn't touch on the big islands of garbage floating around the ocean, stuff like that. We recognize that those exist and those are a serious problem.
Yeah.
We just focused on what plastics do to the human body.
So do your best.
Do your best. These are some things you can do to reduce it. Don't get to the point where you're so stressed out about this. We're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because this is just part of life now.
Yep.
Okay. But these are the things you can do to try and reduce that part of life that's getting in your body.
Now you know. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, leave a comment, your thoughts on plastic, and what you do in your home to reduce plastic use.
And no offense to our plastic surgery colleagues. That's a different thing.
It is.
You are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.